You're listening to the audio production of Your Daily Fill, 100 Days of Truth and Freedom to Heal America's Soul, by Phil Robertson, published by Thomas Nelson and read by Milton Bagby. Introduction. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people He chose for His inheritance. Psalm 33, verse 12. America was built on a godly foundation. Many, if not all, of the founding fathers considered the Bible as the framing of our country. They understood that virtue and morality couldn't exist without the influence of God. After all, these men had suffered greatly under the tyranny of a godless British king. So they came together to establish a republic firmly planted on the principles of God's Word, knowing that as long as we stayed true to our biblical foundation, America would be as enduring as the Scriptures themselves. But what did we do? Our politicians booted God out of schools, tried to boot God out of their platforms, and started promoting the slaughter of children in the womb. They removed the statues, signs, and symbols of our country's biblical heritage from the public square. They knelt for chaos and stood for evil. With God and His Word effectively canceled out of our culture, the idea began to spread that all truth is relative. The prevailing attitude of the day is, follow your own desires and make your own truth. In today's America, everyone's personal truth must be accepted and celebrated, that is, except for biblical morality. That is the one truth that must be silenced at all costs. It's clear that the enemy of our country's soul has come to steal, kill, and destroy everything our founding fathers stood for. How has he shattered America's soul? He's done it through division, hatred, and the dismantling of our nation's biblical foundation. What can help bridge these divisions and heal our nation? Can secular humanists, smooth-talking celebrities, or progressive politicians unify us? They haven't yet, and they never will. Spiritual problems need spiritual solutions, not political ones. The truth is, governments and ideologies can't remove sin, and they can't defeat death. They just can't do it. There will never be hope in hollow and deceptive philosophies full of your truth and...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?